Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Cheyenne police say a teenager is dead after a shooting on the city's east side. Public information officer Alex Farkas says police were called to the 1500 block of Taft Avenue around 1 a.m. Monday for a report of gunshots heard inside a residence. Upon arrival, officers found a 14-year-old male who was the apparent victim of a gunshot wound. The juvenile was transported to Cheyenne Regional Medical Center by ambulance, where he was pronounced dead. The death has been determined to be a homicide. There were a number of people in the area when the shooting occurred. No one else was injured. Officers have been working around the clock on the case, but as of yesterday morning, they still didn't have a suspect. They have reached out to the public for anyone who may have information. Laramie County Clerk Deborah Lee confirmed yesterday that errors were made by her office in the calculation of Republican and Democratic precinct committee people at last year's primary election. Lee says the miscalculations affected 22 of the county's 61 precincts, 10 precincts for the Republican Party, and 12 for the Democratic Party. Quote, "The errors resulted in some precincts electing one too many committee positions and others being short one," Lee said in a press release. No other races were involved. Lee said the mistake was brought to her attention last week by a political party member in another county, and she has met with Laramie County chairs of the two parties to inform them of the mistake and of measures that will be put in place next year to confirm the accuracy of the calculations. Lee went on to say, "The clerk's office deeply regrets the error. We work closely with the political parties through the election process and will continue to do so to ensure our elections are conducted with accuracy, transparency, and integrity."
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Pal Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Pal Ace, in downtown Powell.
If it seems a bit busier in northern Wyoming's two national parks, it's because it is. Both Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks have had their busiest first quarter ever as Americans are hitting the road in record numbers across the country. Both parks recorded increased numbers, up more than 20% compared to last year. Lodging near park entrances is up substantially, and spending in gateway communities is estimated at $859 million. That spending supported 11,300 jobs near the parks, generating $333 million in labor income. And with added value, the difference between the production cost of an item and its sale price resulted in a total economic influx of $1 billion to the Wyoming economy. An alleged drunk driver has been arrested and charged with one recommended felony charge of driving under the influence, causing serious bodily injury after the driver struck a pedestrian in the early morning hours yesterday. Rebecca Ladd with the Casper Police Department stated that shortly after 12 a.m. on Tuesday, July 6th, the Casper Police Department responded to the intersection of South Walsh Drive and Christie Lane after receiving a report of a vehicle versus pedestrian crash. Upon arrival at the scene, officers located an injured male in the road, also found there were three individuals that were involved with the vehicle. The victim sustained serious injuries and was transported to the hospital for further medical treatment. Officers, along with trained evidence technicians, interviewed those involved and processed the scene.
They learned that the vehicle was driving south on South Walsh Drive when it struck the victim, who was crossing the street. A 23-year-old, Draven Gamotis, was arrested and taken into custody under one recommended felony charge of driving under the influence, causing serious bodily injury. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.